More than 70,000 U.S. and Iraqi troops are in their second day of operation against al-Qaeda in the northern part of Iraq. At a news conference in Baghdad, the U.S. commander for northern Iraq, Major General Michael Hertling, said it will be a challenge.
The people that left Anbar in Baghdad have moved up into Mayer.
Hertling said the offensive is focused in volatile Diyala province, especially the agricultural town of Muqtadiya. When a brigade of 5,000 U.S. troops and a division of Iraqis launched attacks near Muqtadiya, Hertling said they encountered less opposition than expected. U.S. military officials say coalition forces detained 6 suspects on Wednesday. Hertling said additional forces are being sent to the 4 northern provinces, but he would not say how many. He only said more troops are needed in Diyala.
It also was a province that didn't see a lot of forces ensuring stability over the long haul. There would be forces that would go in and then come out.
Hertling also spoke about what he called spectacular attacks by al-Qaeda in northern Iraq and other parts of the country. He said these mostly large-scale suicide bombings have increased recently.
While we have seen a reduction in the number of attacks in most of the areas of Iraq, and to a lesser degree in northern Iraq, there has been a marked increase in AQI activity in Diyala province in the form of high-profile, spectacular events. This does not mean an increase of attacks, but it does mean an increase in these kinds of high-profile events.
Hertling said some of the attacks have targeted volunteer security patrols, also known as concerned local citizens, who are paid to guard their communities. He said 5 severed heads had been found on a road in Diyala, with warnings in Arabic written in blood on their foreheads, that all volunteers would share their fate. Despite these warnings, he said the movement is growing.
We have about 15,000, little less, concerned local citizens who are standing up to help the Iraqi security forces because they are sick of the violence.
Hertling said as the suicide attacks continue to kill innocent people, more people will turn against al-Qaeda. Deborah Block, VOA News, Baghdad.